Hi. My name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums.
Today's episode, At Home with the Monsters from 1964.
Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes was first released as a single in 1978. To this day, it's the most requested song in the history of the Dr. Demento radio show. Barnes & Barnes is a comedy rock duo started in 1970, consisting of Art Barnes and Artie Barnes. In reality, Artie Barnes is Robert Hamer, and Art Barnes is Bill Mumy. Bill Mumy, before and during Barnes & Barnes, they're still around by the way, has been a working actor. He's best known for his role in the 1960s sci-fi TV series Lost in Space, where he played Will Robinson.
I know my dad told you to watch me, but can't you close your eyes even for a minute?
It does not compute.
2 steps forward, my mechanical friend.
Bill Mumy was just 11 years old when he got the role of Will Robinson, but that wasn't his first acting job. His earlier work ties in nicely with this Halloween-themed episode of Bizarre Albums. In the early 1960s, he was a 3-time guest star on CBS's original Twilight Zone series. His first appearance was in the 1961 episode It's a Good Life. And that same year, he also guest starred on an episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents titled The Door Without a Key. In 1964, Mumy was reportedly the first choice to play one of the main characters in a new CBS series, where he would play a werewolf-like character. But his parents didn't let him take the role because they did not like the fact that the role would require such intense makeup. So instead, 1 year later, Mumy would be cast in Lost in Space, and the role of the werewolf-like boy would go to Butch Patrick. And that series, of course, was The Munsters.
Eddie, your father's a very busy man, and you must realize that when I come home, I have lots of business problems on my mind, the solution to which often depends on a thorough and concentrated perusal of world events in the newspaper.
Boy, that little orphan Annie must be in a real jam.
But Mumy would end up appearing as a guest star on the 25th episode of The Munsters titled Come Back, Little Googie.
Hi, everybody. This is Googie Miller. Googie, this is my mom.
Hi.
Hello, Googie.
And this is my cousin Marilyn.
Like, wow.
And this is my grandfather.
Hi.
Hi. What are you staring at, my little man?
I never seen a penguin smoking a cigar before.
The Munsters was a satire of suburban life in America, combined with characters reminiscent of the Universal classic Monsters. It was created by a couple of Rocky and Bullwinkle writers named Alan Burns and Chris Hayward, and it was produced by Leave It to Beaver creators Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher. They apparently had a thing for naming boys Eddie.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, that's a nice dress.
I know, Eddie. I know.
The Munsters' house, well before it was known for being the Munsters' house, was actually seen in an episode of Leave It to Beaver. The house had been built back in the 1940s on the Universal Studios backlot, where it still stands today. I went much more into the history of the Munsters a couple of Halloweens ago on episode 14 for the 1964 album simply called The Munsters. So once again, I will say, if you haven't heard that episode and you want the full backstory, go and listen to that for a more detailed history. But, as a quick refresher, that album's cover read, "The newest teenage singing group, The Munsters." But it didn't include any actual cast members from the show. But that same year, another Munsters album was released, this time actually featuring the entire cast. This cover reads, "A Night with TV's Most Unusual Family," starring the TV cast in song and story, Herman, Lily, Eddie, Grandpa, and Marilyn. So let's get into it. In 1964, At Home with the Munsters was released on Golden Records.
Relax. Enjoy a quiet visit with the Munsters.
To start the album, we get the Munsters theme song, but not the Grammy-nominated version that you heard on the show. That version is instrumental, and it was written by American jazz guitarist, composer, arranger, and producer Jack Marshall. Prior to the Munsters, Marshall had been the conductor and arranger of Peggy Lee's 1958 top 10 hit, Fever.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Jack Marshall is also the father of movie producer and director Frank Marshall, who along with his wife Kathleen Kennedy and Steven Spielberg is one of the founders of Amblin Entertainment. Frank Marshall has directed films like Arachnophobia, Alive, Congo, and the HBO documentary The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
All three of us had the same understanding that we were going to be famous come hell or high water.
But this version of the Munsters theme is a little bit slower and now has lyrics, and it's titled At the Munsters.
When you are walking the street at night, and behind you there's no one in view, but you hear mysterious feet at night, then the Munsters are following you. If you should meet this strange family, just forget what some people have said. The Munsters may shake your hand clammily, but they're not necessarily dead.
In 2015, the Munsters theme was resurrected when it was sampled by Fall Out Boy for their top 40 hit, Uma Thurman. At Home with the Munsters is a mix of music and story. So up next is Herman Says Hello, which is just Herman Munster, played by Fred Gwynn, talking to the listener, welcoming you into the Munster home.
Oh, hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor, Herman Munster. So very nice of you to call. Down, Spot, down. Spot. Down, boy. Scat. Spotty gets so excited when we have company. Won't you come in?
In 1989, Gwynn would keep the spooky vibes going when he appeared in the film adaptation of Stephen King's 1983 novel, Pet Sematary. But way back before the Munsters, he famously appeared on the NBC sitcom Car 54, Where Are You? And before that, he'd been on Broadway. So using that Broadway background, up next, he sings a song called It Takes All Kinds of People.
Some folks like sweets and honey, and weather bright and sunny. Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. It's kooky and it's zany, not to like it when it's rainy. But it takes all kinds of people to make a world. I only go out walking when it's dark as pitch. The kind of night that's oh so right for man or witch.
The song is followed by Herman continuing to welcome you into their home, giving a tour, and introducing you to his wife, Lily. Lily sings a song here called Everyone is Welcome. Lily was played by Yvonne DiCarlo, who had first become internationally famous as a film star back in the 1940s and 50s.
Shrieking bats fly overhead. And when we give a party, we really give a party. It's guaranteed enough to wake the dead. Don't wait to be invited. Step right up and give a knock. Oh, so lightly and politely on our door. We'll be happy and delighted if we hear your gentle knock.
Oh. Then Herman and Lily introduce you to their pets. The first of which was their raven, who, over the course of the series, was actually voiced by two different people, Bob Hastings and Mel Blanc. But I'm not sure which of them is used here.
Nevermore! Nevermore!
They also introduce you to their cat, who's not actually given a name, before they introduce you to Grandpa, played by Al Lewis. Herman opens a trapdoor and takes you downstairs to meet Grandpa, who's hanging out in his laboratory with his pet bat, Igor. And now we get a song called Grandpa's Lab. But on the album's back cover, the song is incorrectly listed as Alphabet Song.
C is for my cauldron that's bubbling on the fire, and D's for dark and dismal, two words that I admire. E is for electric chair, my very favorite seat. And F's for Friday the 13th, a day that can't be beat. A G is for ghosts and goblins, each night here they hold sway. And H, of course, means Halloween, ooh, that happy holiday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Herman then takes the listener to meet his son, Eddie. As I mentioned earlier, Eddie was played by Butch Patrick, who was 11 years old. Eddie says it's nice to meet you even though you don't have pointed ears. And then this leads him into singing, I wish everyone was born this way.
With pointed ears and fangs I may get wild looks, but I really love the comments I inspire. Is that a werewolf, people ask with apprehension? And who's that little vampire, some folks say? A face like mine attracts so much attention. I just wish everyone was born this way. All my friends, their brothers...
Butch Patrick would make a brief return to music in 1983, releasing a single called Whatever Happened to Eddie. I'm going to cover that this week for an episode of Bizarre Singles over on Patreon. So if you want to hear that, become a $5 patron or higher over at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. Herman's niece Marilyn is introduced next. Marilyn was played by Pat Priest. Her mother, Ivy Baker Priest, was the United States Treasurer from 1953 to 1961. And during those years, American paper currency featured her signature. Pat Priest was actually the second actress to play Marilyn. The first was Beverly Owen, but she left the show after just 13 episodes. Supposedly Owen took the job thinking the show would bomb and then she could just go back to New York to be with her fiancé. But when the show was a hit, she was reportedly often crying on set because of being in Los Angeles away from her fiancé. That fiancé was John Stone, who around this time was working as a TV writer and occasional actor. In 1969, Stone would become the longtime director of Sesame Street. In 1974, he and Owen would divorce. After leaving the Munsters, the only other on-screen appearance Owen ever had was three episodes of the soap opera Another World. But here's Pat Priest as Marilyn, singing When Will I Find a Boy for Me?, which, on the Canadian pressing of the album, it's mislabeled as When Will I Find a Boy Like Me?
When will I find a boy for me? I'm blue and sad as a girl can be. I want to cry, 'cause the fact is I am not like the rest of the family. Aunt Lily's hair is long.
Jack Marshall is credited for writing the music for all of these songs, with lyrics by Munster's producer and writer, Bob Mosher. Like many albums from this era, there are no credited musicians. So for the final song of Side 1, Herman and Lily perform Nice of You to Drop In, (reprise) at the Munsters.
When you're passing by the Munsters, you will give us such a thrill if you'll just walk up and knock upon our door.
It's a lovely place to visit if you've got some time to kill, and it's not like any house you've seen before.
The B-side to this record is mostly a collection of the family members telling you their favorite stories. I'm not going to really get into that side of the album, but if you want to, you're in luck, because for the first time since this album's first and only pressing in 1964, it's getting a reissue for Record Store Day on November 26, 2021. BMG is releasing it on blue vinyl, limited to 3,000 copies. The album's closer is called Final Theme, which is another variation of the main theme song. Final Theme follows three separate stories by Grandpa, Herman, and Lily. And speaking of Lily, actress Yvonne DiCarlo was no stranger to singing. Back in 1957, she released an album of her own, Yvonne DiCarlo Sings. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.